Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Please note that we will be releasing new podcasts on Tuesday of each week. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now Assistant Director, Ken Miller.
We come together in faith today, preparing our hearts to invoke God's promises for America. Through prayer, we seek to lay a foundation of confidence just as the ancient Israelites did. Our focus is on God's restoration as we acknowledge the messy, often confusing circumstances we're confronting. But let's not lose hope. God is at work to redeem our nation. Throughout history, God's providential purpose has been evident in the lives of His people. America, like Israel, was chosen to carry the good news of Jesus Christ. However, just as Israel faced intense opposition to its divine mission, we too often encounter fierce spiritual warfare over our nation's destiny. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, "These things happen to them as examples for us." Think about that. "These things happen to them that we might learn from their example." This history is recorded to teach us, to instruct us, especially in these end times. We can look to Genesis, where the Spirit of God hovered over the formless earth, transforming chaos into beauty. In the same way, God is hovering over America, ready to create something good out of situations that seem confounding and chaotic. We see God's faithfulness throughout Israel's history. The Book of Chronicles highlights the link between a nation's loyalty to God and its destiny. In Ezra, King Cyrus of Persia responds to God's call, allowing the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. This follows the prophecy of Jeremiah, who foretold their exile, and Isaiah, who spoke of the restoration, and he spoke of King Cyrus. In Jeremiah 29, verse 10, perhaps familiar to many of us, assures us, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you." God is faithful to the word that He spoke. God's faithfulness transcends time. Even during our moments of despair, God orchestrates and is orchestrating our return to His purpose. When the Israelites returned, they prioritized reestablishing worship by building an altar, as seen in Ezra chapter 3. This act of devotion marked the first step in restoring their relationship with God. Nehemiah focused on rebuilding the wall, but he focused on the wall only after reviving the altar. And so too, we must restore our hearts to worship before we can make meaningful change in rebuilding our nation around us. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 is a call to humility and prayer for healing. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." That's an incredible promise, but there's a condition. If my people, if, will we answer the call? We must not be surprised when opposition arises, similar to the Jewish experience documented in Ezra chapter 4. As they reestablished worship, they encountered resistance. During their own struggles, it's essential to remember that God is faithful, regardless of circumstances. Timothy reminds us, "If we are faithless, He is faithful, because He cannot deny Himself." Even in troubling times, we're reminded of Jesus' prayer for unity in John 17, 21 to 26, where He emphasizes that our oneness will be a testimony to the world. As we come to a conclusion, let's direct our focus. This is more than about a political agenda. This is a plea for righteousness. As we conclude, let's redirect our focus. Let's turn our focus from the political agenda and plea for righteousness and exposure of evil. Pray for God's destiny to unfold for America and for the restoration of a culture that values life and for supernatural intervention, for a culture that fears the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Let's remember the founding of our nation. George Washington dedicated America to God, knowing that our principles are deeply rooted in faith. Today, it is our turn to return, to restore, to rebuild, to seek the face of our Almighty God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in unity, longing for divine restoration. We ask that you expose the wickedness around us and ignite revival in our hearts and our land. Help us to be faithful as we stand against opposition and faithfully seek your purpose. We fear you to trust in your promises and to look forward to blessed days ahead as we commit ourselves to prayer and action. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.